Welcome to the City Point Church podcast. Thanks for joining us. Every day is an opportunity to take hold of. So we hope this message inspires you and builds your faith, that it helps you have more of a God perspective for your day. Enjoy.
Team, beautiful presence of God here this morning. Well, who of you have enjoyed our New Horizons YouVersion devotional over the last 14 days? Who's actually read the YouVersion devotional by City Point Church? It's great, isn't it? If you haven't, there is a wonderful, wonderful devotional by City Point Church. It's our very first devotional that's gone up. It's called New Horizons. Make sure you take a read. It's actually the theme for this year for us as a church at City Point Church. And when Pastor Mark spoke this to us in a locations meeting, he asked us what went off in our spirits about this word, New Horizons, and each of us brought what we knew that God was talking to us, because we are in a new day. 2021 is not going to be the same as 2020. And so this scripture just literally jumped out of me. I actually was not reading my word. I was actually worshiping at the time when I continued to get the first two verses, or the first two lines of this verse, go over and over and over in my spirit. And so I had to seek it out. And I've been studying it out for a while. And some of my team have actually also then begun their own studies of this particular passage. And the reason why we would do that is because the truth is I believe it's a declaration over us as a house for this year. It's not going to be the same as 2020. Some of the circumstances might look the same. We don't yet know what COVID is going to do to our daily lives in the next 12, 24, 48 months. But what we do know is that God remains the same. Amen. Yesterday, today, and forever. And so this particular passage that I'm going to share from this morning just leapt in my spirit, and I want to share it with you this morning. And it is from Isaiah 43, and it's the passage from verse 15 to 19, and I'm going to share this in just a moment. But there is a key line in it, and it says, "Behold, I do a new thing." And City Point North, I really feel this morning that the Holy Spirit wants to say to each and every one of us, not just as a corporate body, not just as the body of Christ, but to each and every one of us individually, say to our spirits this morning, "Behold, I do a new thing in you." It's a word for us. So I've titled my message this morning, "Behold, I do a new thing." Behold, I do a new thing. That is a declarative word spoken by God to his people in Isaiah 43. He spoke a faith path out of their 70-year captivity into liberation and redemption. God was calling his people out from the old and into the new. He was calling things that were not as though they had already happened. As far as God was concerned, it was already a done deal. And that's what he wants to say to us today. I'm calling you out of the old and into the new. But it starts with this word, behold. Behold. It actually means to stand in awe and be amazed. Wow. Why did God say, "Behold, stand in awe and be amazed"? His announcement was a statement of his character. Redeemer, liberator. In fact, in the same breath, God was also announcing a hope for all of humanity through Jesus Christ. And yet, Israel did not know this yet. It is the beginning of the package, unpacking of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I want to read this passage. It'll be on your screens, but you can also obviously follow it in your Bible apps, or if you've brought your Bible out this morning, can I encourage you to open up, highlight it, go and study it. God has something to say to us as a church through this passage in Isaiah 43, 15 to 19. It reads as this: "I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together and they shall not rise. They are extinguished. They are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of the past or the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Today I believe that the Lord wants to say to each and every one of us, behold, I am doing a new thing. He is calling us to come up and out of the ordinary and rise above our limits. He's calling us up and out of what we've been living in for the last number of years. He's calling us up and out of apathy. He's calling us up and out of hurt. He's calling us up and out of depression. He's calling us up and out because he has something new. He has something new. He is asking us to see and respond to his hand of preparation and purpose in our lives, in his church, his bride. To behold what he has done, is doing, and will continue to do, we have to live righteously according to the word of God and with vision see his kingdom come here on earth. Are we expecting God to do something new in our lives this year? That's the question I want to pose. Are we expecting God to do something new? Or have we already set the expectation ourselves to remain exactly where we are? It might seem overwhelming when you consider your present circumstances, but I really felt this morning to say, take courage. The Bible declares that God has made a way, carved a road to lead to you, carved a road to lead you, and positioned rivers of provision to refresh you. John 7, verse 38 in the Message translation says this, if anyone thirsts, let him come. Come to me and drink. Rivers of living water will brim and spill out out of the depths of anyone who believes me in this way, just as the scripture says. So much is on the horizon for us as a church, but also for us individually. So much lies ahead. Don't be discouraged by the bumps in the road or the detours in the path. Don't be distracted by what the world is doing. Do you know that's the plan of the enemy in this generation, is to distract you with what's on the news politically, health-wise? It's called a distraction from the call of God on your life. If that is what your mind and your spirit is dwelling on and it is consumed by, it is a distraction sent. Anything that does not carry the peace of God in it is not from him. And so today he is calling you and I, his church, out of the old. He's saying, do not remember the former things. Don't ponder on the things of old. Behold, stand in awe and be amazed, for I'm going to do a new thing. Jesus, so much is on the horizon. He wants to put faith in our hearts and he wants us to speak new things into our wildernesses or desert seasons. We have to taste and see what God is doing in our lives, in our church, in our community, across the world, and stand in awe and be amazed. Isaiah 43:19 in the Message translation says it like this, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. When God makes a declaration, there is often a challenge connected with it. The challenge usually boils down to this. This is what I find. I love it. It's right there in the middle of this verse. The challenge is, will you believe it? Shall you conceive it? Will you be aware? Because the truth is just being a believer does not mean that we will be aware that when God is doing a new thing. It's a challenging thought. And so the question this morning is, will you believe it? Can you believe I will do this for you? So I have 2 points this morning that I want to bring out of this verse. And number one is, it's a challenge for each and every one of us. Will we, or can we, lay hold of it? Can we lay hold of it? As followers of Christ, we are called to lift our beliefs above what we see with our natural eyes. Oh, what a challenge to God for what He declares in His Word. That is the truth. This means that when your child is sick, you lift your belief above the fact that they are ill and onto the truth that they are already healed in the name of Jesus Christ, because He paid for that already. It means that when your bank account is empty or you cannot pay your bills, you lay hold of the truth declared in Philippians 4:19 that my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It means that when the desires of your heart appear impossible, you lay hold of His promise in Psalms 37 verse 4, and He will give them to you. 2 Corinthians 5:7 sums this up perfectly when it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We can't trust what our natural eyes see. If I look at 2020, the truth is my natural eyes could have been very distracted by a series of really big headlines. But that's what my natural eyes are seeing, and I'm told in His Word, don't trust that. Don't be consumed by it. Don't sit there and ponder there and stay there. It says we walk by faith. Faith. To embrace all that God has planned for your life, you must lay hold of His promise to make a way for you through the wildernesses and in the valleys. Number two, shall we not know it? Shall we not know it? Will we perceive it? God speaks into our future just as He did to Israel and Judah's future. Exodus 14 verse 3 says, Israel were cornered in the wilderness. How many times in your world have you felt cornered into a situation? I don't know what your situation is. Maybe it's a diagnosis and you feel cornered, trapped in it. Maybe it's a family relationship scenario and you feel cornered in it. Like there's no way, like there's barriers and you can't get around them. You can't escape it. I love that it says here, Israel were cornered in the wilderness. And at that point, God brought His people to an impassable place. When they felt cornered, He brought them. As I was studying this out, I discovered there was another way they could have gone. It would have gone through the Philistine camp. They would have had to go to war. But He brought them not to a place where they could make a way through battle and victory. He brought them to an impassable place. And they saw Pharaoh's armies approaching. There was no way forward, no way back, and no way through. But God. Because there's always a but God moment. When God told Moses to simply lift up what was in his hand. Do you know, moments before this, what was in his hand seemed like nothing. It was really natural and normal for him to have a staff in his hand. Sometimes, I don't know about you if your home is like this, but sometimes when you put something down on the kitchen bench, you only notice it for the first 2 hours. It's an eyesore for that long. But if it lives there for the next 5 days, now you don't see it anymore. And the pile grows because everybody's putting their stuff there. And everybody's walking past it, but the truth is nobody is seeing it anymore. It's so easy to miss what's already in our hands. Sometimes we see it as not significant enough, that it would never be the solution for an impassable place. But God says to Moses, lift up what is in your hand. The people could not see what was going to happen, yet God provided a way. Sometimes life is like that for us too. And so I'm wondering this morning what it is that's in your hand that God is going to use to take you from old to new. From old to new. Many years ago, when Gray and I first came here to City Point North, we had no clue what God was doing with our lives or what was ahead for our family. All we had to go on were God's promises and the dreams that He had planted in our hearts. The call of God is truly an adventure with plenty of challenges and not much idea of what's ahead. That's the truth of it. Other than the fact that He's promised us in His word that it's going to be good for us if we'll trust Him. So we have to settle in our hearts that it is a journey navigated by faith and not by sight, not by what we see. Remember, whenever God leads you, He provides the way for you to reach your destination. God made three amazing declarations in this passage from Isaiah 43, and I just want to speak those declarations over us this morning. They're powerful declarations because God's word was not just for that time. It was given to us in its physical form for this day, for we would live by it. We needed to live by it. And there are declarations in here that I believe that are going to set people on a path for all that God has for them in their lives. This is the passage, starting with verse 15. He says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. The first declaration that God is saying over us this morning is, I've got this. I've got this. You don't have to have it. I've got it. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Before He made His promise, God declared His ultimate title, I am. Immediately, He follows that up with four other words. I'm Lord. I am Holy One, Creator, and King. He is your Lord. He is your Holy One. He is your Creator, your King, and He is well able. He's saying over you and your world this morning, I've got this. Leave it with me. Trust in me. I've got this. Number two, He declared, I've done it before. For some reason, we just continually, I think about the disciples who were walking with Jesus. Has anybody else sat and pondered that before? What it would have been like to actually be on planet Earth and walk as a disciple with Jesus. I had a very naive perspective of this as a young woman where I would have thought, if only I had been able to be at that time, I'd be perfect because I'm right beside perfection. And yet, they constantly needed reminding that He's got it and He's done it before. Verse 16 says, thus says the Lord who makes a way in the sea and a path through mighty waters. God reminds us that it is He who makes a way, a path through the impassable. Why is He reminding us? He is stating His qualifications to handle the dreams and desires of your heart. He's got this. And He's already done it. He's already proven. God wants to reassure you that you can trust in Him. The question is this morning, do we believe it? Do we believe it? His final declaration in this passage from Isaiah 43 is just such a powerful thing. And this is what I want to speak over us as a church this morning. He declares in this passage, I've got this. I've done it before, but here's the exciting part. He says, and I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again. Verse 18 says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Do not remember the disappointments, the regrets, the losses of the past. It's far too easy to allow sentiment to erode your significance. Significance is about future. It's about what's ahead. But sentiment is about former things. If you're the kind of person who looks back, remember your significance is in what's ahead of you, not what's behind you. God says He is going to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Do you expect God to do a new thing in your life in 2021? Are you looking ahead to where it is? The new thing is not behind you, but in front of you. And it requires a faith step for you to step into it. This year, I believe God is declaring over each and every one of our lives, behold, stand in awe and be amazed. God is going to give you a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Can you see something new and miraculous in your life in 2021 unfolding? Can you believe it? Can you expect it? Will you lay hold of it? Shall you not know it? That's on us. That's the moment where we've got to engage. God has said, I've got this, I've done it before, and I'm going to do it again, but will you lay hold of it? Will you perceive it? The big question is, what is in you and what is in your hand right now? It's invisible and it's unexplainable, but it's born of God. And the day is coming when it will spring up because God knows about it and He declared it before the spring up moment in your world. He knows the plans He has for you. They are plans for good, not to harm you. They're plans for your hope and a future. 2 Corinthians 5:17 testifies of a new thing that God has begun and is doing. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. And behold, I love that that word once again is smack bang in the middle of that verse. Behold, all things become new. Don't underestimate the amazing things God has placed in you and what they can become when you spring forth. What are you beholding? The truth is that we become what we behold. If you are looking fully into His face, then that is where the new and the miraculous will come from. The wow is going to come from that place, a place where you stand in awe and be amazed. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. We are being changed. It's a mandate for each and every one of us who is walking with the Holy Spirit. We are being changed, transformed from glory to glory. Ecclesiastes reminds us that there is nothing new under the sun. That is why the only place that the new thing, the transformation, and the supernatural moments can come to pass is when we behold Him. We can't do it on our own. He's got it. He's done it before, and He's going to do it again, but we need to behold Him. Remember, as Christians, we walk by faith and not by what we see. You won't find a new thing by looking at natural things under the sun. That's what under the sun means. But at supernatural things beyond and above in Jesus' name. In your life, expect new roads of opportunity. New possibilities, unusual miracles, new horizons, pioneering again, places yet untouched. I believe God is opening up new heights from where we will have amazing new perspective. What you conceive and believe you can achieve. Habakkuk 1:5 says, look among the nations and watch. Be utterly astounded, for I will work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it were told to you. What God is doing across, what is God doing across the earth right now? Are you looking with natural eyes or are you looking with supernatural eyes? Do you want to be part of it? Today is the day of a new road and a new river for your life. It is a time to step into the promises of God for you. Trust His ability. Trust His ability to see it come to pass. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says this finally. All these new things are from God who brought us back to Himself through what Christ Jesus did. And God has given us the privilege of urging everyone to come into His favor and be reconciled with Him. God is doing a new thing. He's got it. He's done it before. And He's going to do it again. Will you perceive it? Will you lay hold of it? That's the challenge to us as this morning, church. And I really felt this morning to not just close it out, but to pray a declaration over us as a house this morning. So I'm going to ask right now if we would close our eyes, just open our spirits, and make a decision to leave the former things right where they need to be in the past. And take a faith step to what God has the new for our future. Father God, thank you for going ahead of me to plan a path for my life. Help me to expect something new. I ask for the wisdom to respond rather than react to your guidance. I choose to acknowledge and be thankful for your rivers of provision along the way. Father, I know that your word is the truth and that it overrides the facts that I face from day to day. I choose to lay hold of all that you have promised concerning the dreams and desires of my heart. And by faith, I will see them unfold. You are my Lord, my Holy One, my Creator, and the King of my life. I choose to put my trust in you. Holy Spirit, remind me not to look back at the things that have been, but to fix the eyes of my heart on the new thing you've planned for me in the future. Today, I make the decision to behold your face as I look into the future. Holy Spirit, I ask for the courage to represent Jesus to the world in all truth. I trust you to do new things in and through my life, and I pray that countless lives will be rescued and transformed through your church, which I am part of, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. God, you're good. And we behold you this morning. We stand in awe. Be amazed at your wonder and your glory. Do you know, in this beautiful atmosphere right now, with all eyes closed, you may have listened to this message this morning and maybe you have walked away from what God has called you to do. Maybe you've walked away from your relationship with Jesus, or maybe you've actually never made a decision to follow Jesus. But He wants to say to you this morning, do you know, I see everything and I'm calling you out of the old and into the new. I'm calling you into relationship with me right now. Would you come? Would you come? Come to me. I have arms outstretched, open wide. I want to unleash and unveil and reveal my great love for you. I want to share with you who I created you to be. Would you allow me to do that this morning? If that is you this morning and you're like, I've walked away from my relationship with Jesus. I've walked away, or I've never made this decision before, and today I want to. I choose, and I am choosing now to leave the past in the past and to step into the new in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If that is you this morning, Just as I quickly look across, I'm going to ask, would you lift your hand? I want to pray with you this morning. Nobody's looking around. I see that hand. Thank you. That's a really brave, incredible decision this morning. Is there anybody else? As I look across quickly, I know that God is prompting spirits right now, saying, it's you I'm calling. It's you. I know you by name. I'm calling you this morning. Come out. Come, let me restore. Come, let me heal. Come, let me show you a path that is good. It prospers your life. If there is anybody else, would you just lift your hand right now as I look across one more time? Amazing. Amazing. Well, young lady, you've made the most incredible decision. And we as a body of Christ, we're going to pray and believe with you this morning that it's not just your hand went up, as your heart opened to Jesus, He's going to come and meet you right where you're at. And so I'm going to pray a prayer. Would you make it your own prayer? Each of the believers in this house are praying for you right now as you take this incredibly brave step. Father, right now, I thank you for your daughter. I thank you for this beautiful, precious soul that you love. You've called her by name. I pray this morning that you would enter her life, saturate her heart, overwhelm her with your love. Lord God, reveal your plan and your purpose for her. Would you unpack who you are to her, that she is absolutely surrounded by who you are in her life. I pray that as of today, you would help her, Lord God. I declare over her life that she leaves the past there, leaves the former things there, and she steps into something new, steps into your love, steps into your plans for her life. We give you glory this morning for this incredible decision she has made. In Jesus' precious name.